United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's been a long time since I've said that. Roll call. Stephen Hackstead, present.
Candy Skehan, present.
Susan Davis, present.
County and staff introductions.
Jennifer D'Amico, Commissioner's Office.
No one else. Moving on to public comment. Anyone in attendance wish to speak? If so, please step and state your name and address. Seeing none, I will move on to item 3. Approval of minutes from November 9th, 2021 was the last time we were together. Possible action, make a motion.
Approved.
Thank you. Approval of agenda for this evening, October 25th, 2022. Hold, combine, or delete any items. I don't have any to delete, so I will make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
Thank you. Informational items. Applications are available until November 15th, 2022 for appointments by the Clark County Board of Commissioners to serve on the Lower Kyle Canyon Citizens Advisory Council for a 2-year term beginning January 2023.
And I have the flyers for that, which has the QR code. These are due by November 15th, whoever wants to reapply. So the clock is ticking.
So we all need to reapply if so choose to.
Yes.
Do we still have the posting boards up there?
Up on Scotty?
Well, there's one on Scotty, and I think there used to be one on Nicholson, maybe?
Which mountain?
For Lower Kyle?
Mm-hmm. That's where I used to post. The only place that we post now is online in the meeting place.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's been a while. Okay. Item 6, planning and zoning. None to be heard. 7, general business. Review previous year budget requests and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year for possible action.
I wanted to back up really quick to informational
items. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, to informational items, because Susan emailed about that property.
Yes.
The problem property. We can't talk about it because it's not on the agenda, and I can't give details in an open case, but there is an open case.
Okay.
There is an open
so
case.
So that you guys know that we are addressing it.
All right. That's
okay.
Fine.
And then once it gets further down or it gets resolved, I'll let you know.
I just wanted to make sure that we did put it on if we could, if it's being addressed, then
that's all we need. I wanted to let you guys know that. Okay.
And there was actually a couple more open cases as well, but I guess we could hold my comments until general comments.
And then as far as the budget it goes,
yes, ma'am. I see we got donkey signs, so that's good.
Yes, I was going to say, I was going to review the ones that we put in last time was the Wildboro signs on 157, ground maintenance for the first 50 feet of any street from 157, horse crossing signs. I'm not sure what of all this has been taken care of, but it was all submitted to NDOT because
okay.
That's all NDOT, so I submitted
yep.
all those budget requests. So it's good to know that happened. Equestrian park was a big ask, but we put it into RPM for their special projects. It didn't get happen this time. Doesn't mean it won't ever happen. And then the last one was signs on Kyle Canyon Road from 95 exit to mountaintop warning motorists of live animals, and I submitted that as well as to NDOT as well.
They did put them, but they're up further. They started at about 9 miles.
They did put them.
So they're from 9 miles up to what? The lodge is at 18, about, I think. But the donkeys are from 9 miles down.
Okay. Well, I'll put that on this because we're now doing, that's the next item is to.
So yeah, just bring them down.
Review and finalize any budget requests for FY24 going forward.
Yeah, just additional.
So nine down, okay.
That's approximately, I think they started at 9.
Right. And then all the community centers will be getting audiovisual. So if you have zoning items, or eventually, hopefully soon, everybody's going to have audiovisual to be able to display the stuff. So we won't be fighting with the boards. So is there anything else that you want me to put on this next budget request?
Are there we know if there's plans for community center for Lower Cow with the growth?
I don't think there are, but I can check. I mean, I don't know if city has anything planned, because a lot of that's city.
It's been a while since I've looked at the...
Yeah, I can check with them too. But I'll put that in for an RPM thing if it's...
That was part of my horse park request last time.
And that's in there too. It's mm-hmm. been submitted. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I, the problem with the request of land is that lower where all that residential stuff is, mm-hmm. when Las Vegas took that, they made them put in certain areas.
Right, generally that's
for
what they do, right?
Restaurant. Mm-hmm. If you look at the map, the rest of the land that's already marked out with our lots on it, the BLM, 40 years ago, when they laid those lots out, they did not designate any BLM land for anything other than those lots.
Really?
So I think that's our problem, is the BLM didn't designate.
Or hasn't. I mean, there's still plenty of BLM land around there.
So. My lot was actually put on the map 45 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys' was too. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing on there for any.
I mean, I know there's still BLM land technically around mine. So.
Heidi's issue last thing was for the horse crossing sign on Scotty. Mm-hmm. That's still not there.
Okay, I'll resubmit that. That went to end up, and I'll resubmit it.
That's where all of the riders from my ranch and her ranch ride out the trails.
Okay.
Sprays and paint should be cheap, and nobody wants to go riding on the street without their approval.
Yes.
Should make sense.
And I can't say that NDOT is, I mean, back in 03, 04, they used to grade and maintain that, the perimeter or the edge of Cow Canyon, and they haven't done any of that in a long time, probably since the last flood that washed out Kyle.
Okay, so
they used to scrape that at least once a year and fill in.
So budget request for FY24 are to add additional signs further down the road, community center / equestrian park, and horse crossing signs on Scotty, and I have the details of where those. Okay, we'll put those on there.
Sounds good. Do you have any? I forgot my glasses, sorry. All right, so we've reviewed previous year, finalized fiscal year 24 budget. I think we've kind of done that. Comments for the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to board council jurisdiction, which will be held. Any questions? Time? So I will just say the first property discussed, that was not submitted by me, but they have an ongoing, I've met them. They're very nice individuals, but there are quite a few residents on that property. But that's open. I did submit, with help, two properties northwest of mine for abandonment, and I haven't checked to see if they've actually been properly boarded up, but there was two campers that were being squatting, what have you. Those have been removed, so that's some positive movement there. That's about
and
all.
And that one squatter moved on. It was down at the bottom of the Oregon.
Closer to you.
A long time. Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah, sitting on
the
camp. It was like a minivan.
Checking in on him all the time, and he couldn't break any laws just yet. So
just
yeah,
hanging out.
Remember, he moved on.
So there's another property that I have that I want to maybe bring up and discuss to see if you guys have noticed anything. Full disclosure, it's kitty corner from my personal property. I have an APN number and everything, but they have 19 total vehicles on that property currently, and I took photos and video this evening of all of that information, as well as detailed information about all the junk that is there. One boat, 8 vehicles, 5 trailers, 3 tractors, 1 box truck, 1 flatbed truck, and then hazardous junk. There's also no registration on any of these vehicles except for the one pulling the RV. They must have gotten caught and in trouble, but but none of the others. And whenever they come up there, they're driving unregistered vehicles.
And did you submit anything to code enforcement?
No, I figured this would be the time to talk to you about that. Yeah. Since you were talking about, they said they were bringing up the other property, so.
I'll have you submit with some of those details.
That would be great.
So they can open an actual case on it.
Okay, yeah, because there's no perimeter control or anything through there. It's just open, and they just keep bringing things, and he's a business owner, and he's made some interesting remarks about bringing militia up.
What's the address, do you know?
I have an APN number. There's no official address. It's land undeveloped.
What's the APN number?
1261-830-1005. Okay. It's 1.17 acres, and they just bought it in April of 22, and they own a local business called Hammond's Honey, and he's got 80 hives. And he's talking about bringing those up. He's also talking about bringing cattle up.
On 1.5 acres?
On 5.17 acres. But it's not developed at all. He's made anti-government comments. He's talked about bringing militia up. If the county tries to get in his way, he thinks that he can just show up and start putting things up.
Okay, I'll email you if you don't have it.
There's a link.
That would be great.
Email link.
Yeah, that would be great.
Shoot.
Yeah, because this guy's going to be a real problem if you don't nip him in the bud.
Okay.
Don't we have an anti-terrorist force you're reporting to?
Nothing that he has said is against the law, from what I understand. Because I did try to go that route.
Have you talked to Sergeant Marlowe at all?
Not yet.
Might want to do that.
Well, my husband was with me when he made those comments.
Okay. I would just...
Sounds like terrorist remarks to me, but
it did.
That's a strong word, but understood.
They're very strong.
Understood.
Yes.
Yes, you
now,
to love your country.
Help. Can you remind me, Title 30, so it used to be undeveloped rural, you could only have one residence per 2.5 acres, but something changed with Title 30 with this
so the process
Uber?
Of changing, I think it might be one per 2 acres, but everything's in flux. So
it's all in transition currently with...
Mm-hmm. That's what I think it's going to be for rural, but don't quote me yet, because I'd have to look at the notes. We've been having a lot of meetings.
A lot of meetings around
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But that's because of the changes that were... I feel snuck through because sitting on the board the whole time, I didn't even realize that they changed it, but they allowed for multi-residents.
It's been like an 18-month process. They've been trying to get public input.
Input and everything.
But I'll have to look it up to get confirmation, and I can even email you if you'd like.
Okay. Thank you. Because it does seem like there's quite a bit of development in the unincorporated sections of our area.
And do you know if it's county or city?
I know it's definitely county. It's section. I'm in section three. Section one and two are gone, right? So it's section three. It's the old dentist house. It seems like they're subdividing and putting individual living quarters on 2.5 and 5 acre parcels.
Okay. I'll look that up and get input to you. I might need to get certain parcels to look up, but I'll.
No. Yes, ma'am.
I'll email with you.
Absolutely.
I looked at those two, and they can somehow, they've got it in the past. It's before everything went into place. It's they're allowed one home per, five homes on the 5 acres, so it's one home per acre on that 5 acre lot.
And it used to be only one home per 2.5. That's where I don't realize where this changed.
Over there. It's just that 5 acres that somehow in the past they allowed five homes on.
It's got to have something to do with the Airbnb or the rentals, right?
I'm sure that's what you're talking about. That's that 1 5-acre parcel, like over there, across from.
I think they're putting up two steel frame buildings as
yeah.
well, in the old pad.
Yeah. But,
okay, that's kind of all the excitement I have. Go ahead and close public comment. Next meeting date, January 31st, 2023. I cannot believe it's 23 already. Sounds good to me. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Thank you all. Good seeing everybody.